Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel, and today we have some exciting news for all our listeners from the recent Farnborough 2022 event.
Yes, Daniel, it was a big event for the Northwest Aerospace Alliance and the other regional alliances.
Right, and for those who might not know, Farnborough is one of the biggest aerospace events in the world, right?
Exactly, and this time around, it was particularly special because the five regional alliances came together in one space.
Oh, really? That's the first time they've done that, I take it.
Never have they been photographed together, but it was a great opportunity to showcase the strength of collaboration.
So, what did the NWAA accomplish at the event?
Well, it was a very productive week for us. We were back in person after the events of the last few years, and it was empowering to see the industry looking forward with enthusiasm.
That's great to hear. It must have been a relief to be back.
Absolutely, and our chairman, Prof. Andrew Schofield, and CEO Paula Gill, had some really productive conversations catching up with members, industry colleagues and partners.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of positive engagement.
Yes, and the themes of the event included supply chain solutions, sustainability and international trade.
So, how did the collaboration with the other alliances go?
It was really good. Working closely with the other alliances and our partners allowed us to address some of the big challenges facing the industry.
And what about the future? Did they mention any exciting programs?
Oh yes, there were many exciting programs on the horizon. The future is bright and it's now.
That's a great message for our listeners. It's always good to hear that the industry is moving forward with optimism.
Agreed, Daniel, and we at NWAA are excited to be part of that future.
Well, that's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome, and don't forget to tune in next time for more updates on the aerospace industry.